The reason, obviously, we began a mafkid with these Black Gemara is because these Black Gemara are the introduction to everything to do with Shomer. Where is the Shomer? The Shibach Rais of the Shomer, etc. Machlokas Abayin Rabba, with his Rabab Rabba Rahuna agreeing with Abayin, then Shomer Soch. And Rishonim, basically, the three way split in Rishonim, how to understand our figure. And this will take us for an entire year. Means we're going to have variations, ramifications, conclusions, but if you go through, I just get you have based on the sugya in Baba Kama Daf Mem Hei Omer Aleph, Rashi, Tosis, Baba Tzi Daf Mem Beis, and the basic conclusion, the Shmira Chusa, the Shmira of a Shamachino, Ruach Matsuya, which is the normal, what happens in a normal day, which most Rishonim assume that's the Derech Habayim. Then there's Shmira Ma'ula, a higher level Shmira, which is even Ruach Sheinu Matsuya, which means Gnei Va'Veda, the Gemara Daf Tzadei Dalet Amud Beis says that Aved is Kovel Lepshia and Geneva is Kovel Onus. It's not an Onus, Kovel Onus. And Shomachinam has to watch Shmir Pusa. Shomachinam has to watch Shmir Malula. And if he's poshea and doesn't work, do this. So then it's chayav to pay. Very, very simple. Straightforward, simple. Tosis is bothered. Does this mean, what about a geneva bonus? It's chayav and geneva, give our case a geneva bonus. And Tosa says, no. But comes along the re and says, no, a separate Xeris HaKosef that says, beyond my Chiyav Shmira, the separate Xeris HaKosef, the Gunav and Beis Rish, says, your Chayef Alk Nevis except Listem Zuyim, which means I was there. I couldn't prevent it. Comes along the Ramban and says, no. He says, what is the machlokes between Abayi and Rabba? Abayi says, oh, the idna the aili inchi, that if the owner were taking care of his sheep, he would. The owner was taking care of his sheep. He'd take a lunch break. He'd take a nap. So, according to Rabbo, that's all that I have to do. According to Abaye, I have to be a Yoshi Vumashan. Now, Yoshiva Meshamer talks about quantity of Shmira and quality of Shmira. Quantity of Shmira is, I have to be Yoshiva Meshamer. It's not enough to give it a Shmira Mula. What do I do? I said, listen, I have to guard money. I have to guard your objects. You give me something to guard. I'll put it, I'm leaving my house. I'll put it in a safe deposit box in my house. I have a, and I'll go. Someone breaks into my house, and my house is very well guarded with who knows what security system. So, gets through every security system, has a bomb, blows up, opens up the safe deposit box. Okay, real chance. So. No. I have to be Yoshi Vimashanger. Yoshi Vimashanger. The only thing is, if I am a Yoshi Vimashanger, it depends whether or not I could prevent it or not when I'm there. That's, he says, number one. That's quantity of time. Unless someone, so what about, does that mean? And the Gemara says, Lohochi, that's why I gave you the extra money. That's why I gave you the extra money. For you to be a shomer, to do your job. And a chanami, as a bailim, I'll take a vacation. But I gave you money to do that which I myself want to do. That's your job. Someone came up with a question. Does that mean I can never rent a car? Why? I'm not going to... If I rent a car, I park in front of my house, and I go to sleep at night. I'm not a Yoshi Vimashanger. The answer is, and it's my Chiyuv Shmeira, it's through Yoshi Vimashanger. The answer is, when the person rents me the car, you can't say he rented it to me, and here we're going to get into it, for the purpose of my sitting and watching. Sitting in the car 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And since I need the car to do things, I'll park it, so I'll go shopping a lot, etc. So Manas came, he gave it to me. Because of this question, let's say the rent-a-car question, very good question. So there are achronim who want to say, wait a second, I gave you something extra, therefore that doesn't apply to a socher. Where can you find this entire literature? Very, very simple. Take a look in the Mishnah Melech, Perek Yud, Hilchos Sfirus, Aleph Aleph. He said, no. He's talking about a mashkin, or it could be about an omen, like wherever you didn't give money to watch, where the and they want to make that split. The problem with that, making that split, is as follows. Achrona totally bothered by this question. So the Kassar says, wait 1 second. The Rajba on that Mum Zayin and Baba Kama, he's talking about a Shomer Avedo, says he's chayim all the gnevis in the world, in a Chomer Shal Barthel. He has to be Yoshe Mashama. Here the Torah is paying him a pittance to... Right, for certainly to know about it. Even though some achronim want to say that. So, Rabbi Mechalek as follows. There are two types. So, Shomer Aveda, the Torah gave Michi Lechmanis. So, what do you call it? The souls back and forth, up and down. Doesn't. Certainly when I rent you something with the understanding I'm renting it to you to use under normal usage, well, that is the halacha meisam achmas malach. What is meisam achmas malach? I rent you a car to use normally. If somehow as a result of the normal usage an onus happens, Das meiste macht man es beloch. Meiste macht man es beloch. That's part of the normal usage. So too, when I rent you a car, what do I rent you the car? To use it as normal usage. Normal usage of a car is that you go someplace, you park in front wherever you're going. So that's all part of normal usage. So socher, that's the basic halacha, meisim machmas melacha, is allowed to do it with ever what is the normal usage. And, yes. That's that where his chiyuv shmirah is, yes.
That includes that when you use it normally, it'll then get damaged from something else. Basically, when the car dies while you're driving.
What?
Basically, it's not really when the car dies while you're driving it.
But if I acted with this, that means, let's say, may some machmas falach. That means I'm allowed to use it and act with it as given what the person gave me to do. That means he told me drive the car. By driving the car, something happens as a result of my driving the car, unanticipated. Then I'm driving the car normally on a normal highway, and I didn't notice there's some glass on the highway that's not noticeable, and all of a sudden I get a flat tire. Here's my tire. He gave me the right to use the car under normal circumstances. I'm driving a place where I shouldn't have anticipated this glass on the highway. Someone threw a bottle there and I didn't see it, and I went, nope, she was out. So Mason Machos Malacha, I was allowed to drive the car in a way that normal people drive cars, right? That's fine. Now, along come but part of it is if I rent a car from a rental car agency. Now, let's say even if, and let's say, so I'm allowed to do with it. If something happens as a result of my acting with it as a normal person using it. For instance, I borrow a car. You say, you can borrow a car. Now, when I borrow a car, it's understood that I have to park it somewhere, right? Yeah, I didn't borrow a car to sit in the car for the entire time I borrowed the car. You let me borrow the car. Just letting me borrow a car, then I can drive it regularly, and if I get a flat tire where I'm going and move out my pshia, I'm popped. And that means I'm allowed to park it where normal people park the car. And if something happens in illness while I've done that, so I'm potter. I don't have a chiyuv shmirah beyond that, which I agreed to do. And you allow me to act with it as a normal person acts with a car. Yes?
But Rebbe was saying that the
tour of
Mesa Machos
is
a
sparach,
right?
The
Gemara
does that
sparach. So that's, and that sparach is able to potter you from your field of show-up.
Yeah.
So that sparach should also apply to shomer safar. Or what's normal, like going to sleep at night, and then it's...
Wait one second. So it's a svara that applies, if I give someone an object to use, he's allowed to use it and is responsible for it with the normal results of usage. Okay. Now, what I don't know... No. Now, here, what the Gemara doesn't say, let's say I'm a Shomer Safar, Yoshiva Meshameh. The question is, what am I supposed to do at night? One thing is during the day, when I'm supposed to be a shomer, I'm a shomer. But no one's up 24 hours a day. Normal human beings go to sleep. I was looking for someone to spell it out. But, I go to sleep at night. I'm not Yoshim or Shomer. I'm not supposed to keep it under my pillow. That means I have to provide it with a shmira. Wow. But I like to find it written. I was looking for it. I didn't find it. The problem with renting the car bothered me. I'm not Yoshua Mashama. That means I can't rent the car. Of course you can rent the car. Now what happens? So there is, I rent something to use that I can use it normally. Once I'm a shomer on something, I'm paying you to give extra care against it. Okay. But what does that mean? I have to hire a night watchman to watch it, or I'm allowed to go to sleep at night. I don't know. If you ask me, I can go to sleep at night. I don't have to hire someone at night to take my part and watch it, and that has to be watched 24/7. But I didn't find anyone.
And that would be called not calling the diary.
Because there's the times I have to watch. Excellent. I'm bothered by. I don't have a solution for that. Go to sleep at night. I don't have. Take a nap in the middle of the afternoon. What?
Maybe doesn't the Rashi say you're chayav for even when you're after the 3 days of staying awake, you have to go to sleep, that it gets stolen during that time, you're chayav?
That's called that the Rashi. Yeah, the Ramban doesn't say that. That's kofto ochol. We'll see a little clearer in the Rashba what the Rashba means by that. That's okay. Now this is so the Ramban says Rosh Hashanah. The Rashba says Yosef Mishnah. Now what is the machlokes going to buy in Rabba? So let's just see what the Ramban says. We'll finish that off.
Ready?
Yes. What? Yeah, because he's Nene, not being paid to do something.
But does that mean but he has an extra Ptur Mesimach Mesimach, that's what we're saying?
Every Tzolcher has a Ptur Mesimach Mesimach. The same Svar that applies to Shoal, applies to Sofa. What's the Svar of a Shoal? You gave it to him to use, so he's allowed to use it. So same thing, I rented it to you, you're allowed to use it. Same Svar that applies to one applies to the other. Same Svar applies to one applies to the other. I'm allowed to do. That means if I'm driving along the highway, I don't have to rent a special thing that looks on the front that maybe someone threw a nail there and I'm gonna get a flat tire. I borrowed the car, rented the car to drive it like normal people drive cars. And if normal people drive cars in a way, and there's some glass on the highway, someone threw a bottle there, and I didn't, and a normal person wouldn't see it, and I go over there, get a flat tire. And that's Mesa Machmas Malacha. I'm acting like the normal person who uses something. And if the normal usage, as a result of normal use, something happens, that's the service. You gave it to me to use like a normal person uses it.
Maybe a Shomer Aveda is not allowed to use it, so he's a Shomer Aveda is never allowed to use it.
No. I talked about a soul. A Shomer Aveda has to watch. No. Wait 1 second. Yeah. They're two separate things. Now, a Shomer Aveda, let's say a Bachov and a Mashkin, they have a dinner with Shomer Soul because they benefit from it. Now, the question is, what is the Chiyav Shmira? We talked about a Socher, that's one thing. The Socher has two aspects to him. He's allowed to use it, he benefits from it, but he also has a Chiyav Shmira on it. Now, the Chiyav Shmira, there are two things. While I'm using it, what's part of normal usage? And then Besides that, there's the normal din shmira. What do I have to do for the normal din shmira? Which has nothing to do with the usage of it. The normal din shmira. For instance, at the normal din shmira, how much do I have to watch? Do I have to be Yosher and Meshamer or not? Now let's just take a look what the Ramban says here, and what is Machlokes from Rabbi and Rav Yosef. He came in the orbit to the Am Shein Shein. In terms of the Rabbah, like a Chomer B'Shmir, so same as Shom Achina. Or Hechi Yav. Yesh Lom, the Chomer Hechi, the all, we're going to be in the low eyelid. We're going to inch. You Shom Achina, Paul took a Shinobo for now. That means, Shom Achina, there is no Chi of Yosheva Mashan. So what is the difference? The difference is as follows. A Shom Asocher has to watch it. Shom Achinam has to, he says, also has to watch, but he's allowed to take breaks. And he says, but the Ilu Shom Achinam Potter when the head of the Olvagone in the Dlo Alin in Shi Shom Achinam Potter Kishinobu from El Karoi. He said, no. He says, what happens if the Shom Achinam wants to go watch a football game? If the Shom Achinam wants to go watch a football game. Chama hech the obi ne de lo aili the goni and she ilu Shom Achinam potuk shenobo for neha karoi. When he puts a gate around it and takes care of it. Chayv abashikifu chomer shel barzel. So the din of Yosheva Meshamer applies only to a Shom Asocher and not to a Shom Achinam. It's very clear. He says, "Came to be in the Gona Olay Eino Natsal of Shom Kibo Olav Shmira Liva the Rabbi and Meshalim Olav Kefir." He says, "When I have no Chiyav Shmira, when do I have no Chiyav Shmira according to Rabbi?" When I'm allowed my allowable breaks, doesn't mean I don't have a din of a shomer. I don't have a chiyuv shmir, which according to the Ramban we'll see is critical. At the end of the paragraph here, on Sunday Gimel Amud Aleph, but what is the Ramban telling me? Ramban is telling me that the chiyuv of a shomer bein a shomer chinam or bein a shomer tzor is when it's mevatel his chiyuv shmir. Says that very, very clearly here. Therefore, what does he tell us on that mem beis? Kofza alacholi. Kofza alacholi means all of a sudden I get sick and they take me to the hospital. I have no chiyuv shmir at that time. There is no pshi in my chiyuv shmir. When there's no pshi in my chiyuv shmir, what happens? According to Ramban, it's a very, very thing. He's saying there's a difference between the Chiyuv Shmir, Shom Achinam and Shom Asocher. Both the Shom Asocher is Chayev to be Yoshev Umashama. And whatever he could prevent, he can prevent. And whatever he can't prevent, that's Halach of Shvuyo. Very good. The Shom Asocher does not have to be a Shom Yosher Shama. He can provide it with a proper Shmira and then leave to watch a football game. But what is the Machayev? According to the Ramban, the Machayev is very simply, you're going to Mevato Yechiv Shmira. Now, there's a Ramban Adav Tzare Zayin. That's a very major, major chiddush. And this chiddush is going to be something that we're going to have to deal with continually. There's a Gemara that says, Shoel, one for one is in Chayav. Shas Meshicha, or Mishas Shvuyim Eis. So, what does this mean? What's he talking about? So some say, when so someone will say, from Shibudim, say this. The Ramban says a very simple thing. The Ramban and his Talmud, the Ra'ah, spells it out very, very straightforward. Let's say I'm a shoah. The Tzigor, the Shol Chatzayom, the Sofer Chatzayom. I'm a shoah from 7 o'clock in the morning to 12 o'clock noon. I'm a Sofer from noon to 5 o'clock. And something happened to the object, and we don't know what happened, 5 to 12, 12:05. No. What's the halacha in such a case? So he's a show, can he? And so the owner says maybe it happened 5 to 12. So the show also says maybe it happened 12:05. Says, and I can't take a shvuah because I don't know. Says the Ramban as follows. That, and we'll read the Ramban. It's a very key Ramban. The Ani Omer. It's a very key and major, major Ramban. Yeah. Ani Omer, he says. Lil Sepuk to the Amaroi, he says. Amaroi. הניח להם אביהם פרש אולו מייס אין חייב ובאמצם תפכו בו ואכלו בו משם את נבוסוס the ratio is a safer למען דומה משס משיח יש חייב ובאמצם the one who says הוא חייב משס משיח היך דום השואל אני יובד אין לי יובדי הם עברו שמי שאלות סוכי שמייס הם לאו says, when does my chiyuv momon begin? My chiyuv momon begins from the time I did the mashiach. Some chiyuv momon. But, at that point, and I'm chiyuv momon under all circumstances. Under all circumstances. However, at 12 o'clock noon, I'm chiyuv momon. Only for Gneva Aveda and not for Oms. So I was Chayav Mammon. I don't know whether my Chayav Mammon terminated or not. There's a halacha. If I say I borrowed from you, I don't know if I paid back. It's not a Chayav. I know I'm a Chayav. I don't know if I. And the difference if I say I don't know whether I borrow from any yodem is chayav thing any yodem right in this chayav I know I was chayav I don't know whether my chayav terminated so you're chayav if I don't know my chayav began so I'm potter so what happened according to the man Dama who says lishas shvuya meisa that means the chayav moment begins when something happens to the object so what happened Chiyuv Mammon began. I don't know whether the Chiyuv Mammon, there is a Chiyuv Mammon or there's no Chiyuv Mammon. If it died, animal died at 11:55, there is a Chiyuv Mammon. If the animal died at 12:05, there's no Chiyuv Mammon. Okay. So he said, according to the Man Da'ama, that the Chiyuv Mammon begins when you did a Mashiach and you become potter later on. So, I don't know if I became potter. But according to the Man Dama, the chiyuv begins when something happens to the animal. So, you don't know whether you became chayav. And your dam is chayav, and your dam paraita. How do we pass? It says the Ramban. We pass in like the Man Dama, Mishash Shvuya Mesa. Okay. But the Ramban has an addition to that. Now, this does not only apply to Shoel applies to all Shomrim, says the Ramban in Kedushin Daf Kof Ches.
Okay.
Ramban, if you take a look, and this is a sugya, he says, Yani Omer Plukta Amaroi, he got senior paratagos of Basu, but Basu Kufi Beis, and Paragelon Iris, Kusuvis Lama Dalar Omer Beis. Someone had a little bit of initiative and said, well, what does the Ramban say in Lama Dalar Omer Beis? You know what the Ramban says, Lama Dalar Omer Beis? Shriya Beis doesn't mean Shriya Beis, it means Pshas Pshia. Wait a second. So what is the Ramban telling us there? What's the machlokas between the Reish and the Sefer? What's Mechayev HaShomer? Very simple. I did a Mashiach. I have a Chiyav HaShomer. This is the way the Marshal explains it. Very clear. I have to give it back to you. If I can't give it back to you, so I'm chayiv exactly at that point, even to give it back at the pay. It's the chiyuv tashlum is part of chiyuv hashofar. But I took it. I can give it back. I can give it back. I can't give it back. I can't give it back. So I have to pay. Well, no, the pshi is what's mechayiv. Okay. Now I understand the Rambam perfect. Yoshev Mashana. That's his chiyuv. Kovtzol of Choli. Is he a posher? He's an ICU unit. He's not a posher. Not a posher. It's potter. First, you have to define, according to the Ramban, you have to define what is the chiyuv shmira. Once you define what is the chiyuv shmira, then you can define what's the pshia. What's pshia? Non-fulfillment of my chiyuv shmira. What a pshia, non-fulfillment, my chiyuv shmira. Very simple. And non-fulfillment. So, when does the chiyuv moment begin? Now, in the case of a shoel, there are two levels. We'll see this much clearer. Why? Ramban talks about, let's say there was no pshia, and only an onus. So when does the chiyuv tashlum begin? Shas onus. Let's say the shoel was a posheya. Then the chiyuv shmira begins when shas pshia. So what is Ramban saying? Ramban saying a very, very simple thing. He says, there's a chiyuv shmira, also of a shomer chinam, also of a shomer sofer, and also of a shoel. In a shomer chinam and a shomer sofer, the chiyuv tashlumim is because of the pshir, the chiyuv shmira. So, kofts olo cholim, no pshir, the chiyuv shmira. He wasn't a Yoshev and Meshamer like his Chiyuv Shmira tells me he has to be Yoshev and Meshamer. So then he's Poshev. Very, very straightforward. I, Sholo, besides the there's a second thing with a Sholo. Besides the Chiyuv of Pshia, the Chiyuv of Christ is Chayiv Onsen, if something happens, no matter what. The media drops in Hashemayim and has nothing to do. Nothing to do. Drops in Hashemayim has nothing to do. So, still chayiv. No, he wasn't posheya. In addition to that, what happens? It is Chiyuv Achrayus. Now along comes the Rashba. He follows the Ramban straight. And then he says, okay, Bakovtso Holy is Chayus. Wait. So I said, oh, Kovtso Holy is Chayus. Let me check there in Kesubis. What he says, Shuyim And in Baba Metziah Daf Tzadei Zayin, he agrees totally and completely with Ramban. Now, what's the machokas mishash v'shiyu meisa? What's the machayev? When is the shas chiyu mama? The shas chiyu mama is when I take it because it's based on the chiyu mashova, or because shvuyu meisa, the damage to the objects machayev. He agrees. What about pshia? This is also pshia. He says, if it's pshia, it's pshia. Wait a second. So what in the world is kofza v'choli? Kofza v'choli has nothing to do. So what do you have to say in the Rambam? But very simple. Very, very simple. Shama Sochor is just like a shoel. He has two things. Two machayev, echiv achrayes and pshia. He's chayev v'gneva aveda. He's chayev v'gneva. Gneva aveda is chayev. If he's yoshev v'meshamer and is a gneva aveda, he can't prevent, then he's potter. But let's say kofzol chol, he's not a posher, but still has a chiyuv achrayus, so gneva aveda. Coming from very, so whatever the Ramban would say about a shoel, one notch down, the Rashba says about a shamasah. That's how they all view the sikh. Yes.
In the Ramban, how do we know that this halakha of Shia Mukha is not only that Shia Dhamma?
Because what's very good question. Question is how what is his case there? Case is as follows. There was a father who was a shoel, and he, and then the son, he didn't tell the son, and the son didn't realize that the father was a shoel, and thought the shore belonged to the father. Thought the shore belonged to the father, and then whether he's chayev in onsen or not chayev in onsen. The Gemara says it depends whether it's nas mashicha. So comes the Ramban and Rashi and say, wait, the father was a poshea. Why was the father a poshea? He should have told his son before he died that he's a shoel. The moment he was a poshea, father was a poshea right before he died, by not telling the son that he's a shoel, so then he's the chiyuv begins right away and it's chayev onsen. I did not assume necessarily that that was a pshia gemura. Maybe it is. Depends how I classify that. But he talks in terms of pshia. There are other Rambans that would Ramban. Where is the Rambanic Subas or Ramban, wait a second. Because the Ramban here on Sadi Gimel on the base. Ramban talks in a number of places that is a Shia v'shamachinam of Shia. Focus. Rashi is a Ramban in a number of places. He says that Poshe, that is Shamasok is chayiv only for Poshe, Shamachin is chayiv only for Poshe. And just the difference in Shias is that I find it is that reflects the Chiyuv Shmira. Wood. What? In Chilas of Shiv Sofa Bonus, the whole thing will get it requires a total Shia. He said, Mitchil about Sof, absolute. But in other places, he's very. He says, that's why he uses the phrase Pshir Gmura. There's a Pshi and a Pshi Gmura. Just from Mashmos, another place. I'll see if I can. Okay. This is how the Sugya ends up looking. And if you go through the Rambans, the Rashbas, you'll see that exactly how it all ties together to one general picture, how they view Chomrim, how they view Shmir. Now, yes, Rabbi Benjamin.
You're saying in the Ramban that Achiv HaChayis is taught on the Bittah Shmir.
Yeah.
So where does this place on the Achiv Shmir?
Based off the Gemara Baba Kama. Basically, Gemara Baba Kama. That's why the Ramban had to have all different Shan like Gemara Baba Kama. It's only all the Mishan, the Gemara Baba Kama. Okay, now. There are two next things that we have to discuss. There is the Gemara talks Chodah Chodah. You have to. You have to take them one by one. You don't have to take them one by one. Tosas asks the steer between this Gemara and the Gemara Akonis. We discussed it briefly. That will begin at the beginning of Shir tomorrow. The second thing in Shir is the next sugya, interesting sugya. Runya. Ivo, Ifkin Kisno Beruni. He gave his shirt to in Runya's house to watch. Shamachin. Okay. Ozu Shavu Shamte Mine. Shavu was a list of Mazui. And he stole it. And he bought. The Sof Hukar HaGanav. At the end, he found the Ganav. Also came to Rav Nachman. He came to Rav Nachman, Chivrei, L'shalem. Well, why should a Shamachin or even a Shamasocho be chayev to pay if it's listed as him? He said, well, Yafsi. He won't lose anything. Klum. All of the Torah, Acha Ganav, Ad Sheyotzei Miyado. Who has to get the thing away from the Ganav? I'm a Shomer. And I know it was stolen. Do I call up the owner and say it's stolen? You chase the Ganav? Or the Shomer, part of the Three of Shmir is to chase the Ganav. So the Nachman says, the Shomer has to chase the Ganav. Lame it pleaded Rav Huna bar Avin, the Shalach Rav Huna bar Avin, Gonvo Nignova bar Onus, Listem Zuyim, Arav Hukar Ganav, the Shomer Chinam Hu, Shomer Chinam Hu, wrote. Ratzah Nishba, Ratzah Simodin. he can say I'm potter. Or osim odin, he right. V'ha'inu pligi d'harun yisham rechinam have chider nachmal shlumer. He has an option of doing one of two things: taking a shvur or paying. L'chorah, this is what Rashi is saying. This is not going to be so simple. Or paying for the object and then getting the object from the gun. Shomasochahu osim odin. Shomasochah. No, and it's a list in Muslim. No. He has to pay and get the object from you. Amar Rava. And here we're talking about Shanachim. Hotsum Garvri the Prunf Pamuska. Anytime. List in Muslim. But there was police around. And had he screamed, the police would have come in and taken care of him. There was a poshea. Anshe Shulton Hargish. Okay. Here we get into a sugya that's here. And it's a sugya daf kuf ches on the base in Baba Kama. But you have to take one thing in mind. The first Mishnah in Hamaske. Now we jump off to Hamaske. What's the story? Am Shomachinam. And something gets stolen. I'm a Shamasoch and it's listed in a Zuyim. Stolen. So I can swear and become part of it. I don't want to swear. I said, I'll pay. Halacha is when I pay, then I'm cornering the object. Cornering the object 1 second before it's stolen, I'm afraid or whenever. I'm cornering the object. And therefore, if they catch the ganav, I get the object plus kefa. It's as if he stole it from me. But the Mishnah is clearly talking shilein v'lo rotzel l'shalem. Elo rotzel l'shalem, elo rotzel l'shalem, however, elo yochel l'shalem, whatever. But he paid and didn't swear. So the Gemara is telling us a very simple thing. The Mishnah, that's the Mishnah here. Mishnah's telling us that by paying, where I can make myself potter, and the person who takes the payment, so yet then you end up having bought the object before the gnave. That's why. What are we saying here? Let's take a look at our Gemara. He says, What did Rav Nachman tell him? I don't let you swear, pay and get the object from the guys. That's the pashtus of the way Rashi says it. It's very strange. Why can't he swear? It's potter. Or you'll say, no, he has to chase down the object. Oh, that means his chiyuv shmir is to get the object out of the ganav. And if he doesn't want to get the object away from the ganav, so then he has to pay because he's being poshe in his chiyuv shmir. See, be very careful exactly what's happening here to straighten that out with the Mishnah in the beginning of the Mafkid and straighten it out with the Rishonim there in Baba Kama and here. These are the two things we'll begin with. It's assembly netter tomorrow.